This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
As soon as someone drops off, it's 412-928-9370. You can tweet me at KD Pomp. A lot to get into. Like I said, I do want to talk Penguins. It seems like everybody wants to talk Antonio Brown, which has been the topic of the week. I get it. But the Penguins deserve a lot of credit for how they've turned their season around, and they're doing it with a lot of things working, starting with goaltending. Mike Sullivan has played that very well. Matt Murray, 7-0 in his seven starts since his injury. How about a .962 save percentage and a .127 goals against? Crosby leading the way, as he always does. Defense being better, stingier, not pinching as much. Third and fourth liners contributing. What else can you do? And they got the Blackhawks coming into town tomorrow. All right, let's get back to it. People want to talk sports, specifically Steeler-related, and Antonio Brown. Greg in Youngstown joins us right now on The Fan. Hello, Greg. How are you today?
How's it going, Bob?
Good, thanks.
Hey, how old's Antonio?
He's going to be 31, start next year.
Trade him. You see, this is the problem with the Steelers from the 70s and the late 2000s. We count on the players too long. I mean, I think it's a blessing in disguise. If we could get a first-round draft pick for this guy, move on from him. We got to get younger. I mean, that's my feeling. We keep on the players way too long. And he has two good years left. I mean, every Steeler receiver from Stallworth to Hines Ward, they eventually started dropping their production about now. So it's time to get rid of him now. I think it's a blessing in disguise, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the problem is his age will be held against him in a trade, Greg. So will the baggage that we've talked about. So what really can you get if you make this decision to trade him?
I'm looking at number one because somebody wants to win now. If somebody wants to win now.
Yeah, but if that number one is number 28, 29, 30 in the draft, they've been down there. I would want to get my hands on a top 10 pick, but the problem is if you're one of those teams, do you give a top 10 pick up for a 31-year-old? Maybe they do. Maybe there's a team out there that says he could put us where we need to go. We have a quarterback who needs a number one, and there are certainly a lot of teams like that, but are they willing to give up? For example, Jets have 3 overall. For example, Arizona, 1st overall. Would you give up a pick like that for Antonio Brown?
Well, their quarterback stinks. Some of these teams, we said the Cardinals, you said Arizona.
Yeah.
Their quarterback
stinks. Well, they drafted a quarterback last year, and they did it so he could be a franchise quarterback. We'll see. I don't know. It's not an easy thing. I think Derek Carr can use some help. They have a lot of number ones in Oakland to give up. Antonio Brown would fit in well there. Let's go to James, who is in Arizona. So maybe he has a take on what Arizona is going to be doing at this draft. Hello, James.
Hello, Bob. They're not gonna do anything by trading him until after June the 1st. Okay, and I'm gonna give y'all some simple and quick answers. I mean, quick things. What I see is this. He's 31. Patrick Peterson's 29. You can do a player-for-player trade after June 1st. That's the first thing. Or there's another – you can't cut him because it's just $21.2 million. You'll be dead.
Right, especially after they're not going to get much for Le'Veon Bell. And if you lose two guys like that for virtually nothing, you're not doing your team any favors.
That's right. You're only going to get a third-round compensatory pick for Le'Veon Bell this year. That's it. And also, this is what I'm thinking. You can go – you got to get him into the NFC and not into the AFC. I would say you go to a team who's in the early teams, and you do a flip-flop of draft picks in the first second, third, and fourth round, you give him Antonio Brown, and you move up in the draft in every round, and then you roll, and also you get a fifth out of the deal, and then you move up and get quality players instead of having the player that you would get. You could get a better player. You could get a corner. You could get a linebacker. You could get a guard in those first three rounds that the Steelers need.
All right, James. Thank you. Since you're from Arizona, you mentioned Patrick Peterson. That makes sense. I would want a player like that. Again, I mentioned Xavien Howard out of Miami. As he's a younger version of that and pretty good. But, you know, the Cardinals also have a lower pick in this coming draft. They have the number one overall, but they also have something lower. And I got to check. I just looked on a thing and it stops at a certain amount, but I think it's in the top 30 or top 35, whatever. If you can get Patrick Peterson and, you know, a 35 overall pick, whatever they are, that would be worth doing it for me. Because then I could add another pick. I can get a guy who can help me on the defensive side. And I think that, by and large, is what they need more of if you're going to give up, you know, Antonio Brown and what he brings to your offense. Again, though, I caution, you have to replace 15 touchdowns, 100 catches. That is not easy. Juju Smith-Schuster will find it very difficult being doubled, which puts pressure on everyone else as a domino effect. James Washington, can he take a step up and become better? Sure. But you still need more. It's a tough dilemma, and they're going to have to take their time with it. Let's go to Barry in Crafton Heights on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Barry.
Real quick, Brown is not going to change for the simple reason he doesn't have to. A few years back, he took penalties on that silly dancing and so on and really hurt the defense, you know, another 15 yards. I thought one of the defensive guys would have pulled him aside and straightened him out at the time. But the fact is, I honestly think that the last year and a half, whatever, that AB saw what Le'Veon Bell was doing, playing the organization, taking away the spotlight, and I think that's what he figured. Hey, I can be a jerk too. We can do this. They can't do anything to me. I hold all the cards, and he really does. I mean, the man's a talent, but let him go. It's like Frozen. Let it go, baby.
All right. Listen, I think that if I do a Twitter poll, and I've been known to do those, I guarantee you most of the reaction will be trade him. Again, it's not that easy. You have to make sure you take care of what you can get. It takes time to pull one of those deals off. I would certainly endorse that way of thinking. I think a time has come. I think it's a situation that is not repairable at this point. You can tell me that it is, oh, he'll come in and he'll promise to be good and everybody believes it, and then something else will happen. It's happened too many times. So at some point, they're going to have to make a decision on what they would want in return and how they go about their business that way. It puts even more emphasis on their draft, and they have to hit on these draft picks, and they have to come in and play and make a difference. Sam on the cell phone joining us right now on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Bob.
What's up?
Okay. You won't like this call. you remember Cedric Wilson and James Harrison?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a double standard.
Okay, if this was Eli Rogers, you know where he'd be? He'd be out in the street right now. There is nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. You know, you trade the guy, you get whatever, you make a good deal. You don't just give him away. You trade the guy, you say, oh, you can't trade him. We can't win without him. Well, here's a question for you. What have you won with him? You won 3 playoff games in 8 years. You can do that with another wide receiver, 3 playoff games in 8 years. They're a bunch of hypocrites. They're just like everybody else.
Well, that goes through the NFL. Thank you for the call, generally. Or any sport that has talented players. You deal with what you have to deal with. We've seen it over and over again. Guys who have domestic histories, they get re-signed, they're brought back. We've seen Odell Beckham Jr. play the Giants to embarrassing situations, like the Fountain Blue, sit on the yacht with marijuana a week before a playoff game in Green Bay, in which they got their butts handed to him, and he gets a $100 million contract. So, you're still in the business of winning, and you need talent to win. So I'm just saying it is a delicate situation at this point. They have to figure out what they need to do first. If they decide to trade him, now the question will be, how do you go about getting the most in return, given what you have to offer. That includes a talented guy who has some issues. We got some tweets here. Brian Bolton says, sorry, Bob, if the Steelers had played the Ravens last week for the division, A.B. would have played. Tomlin thought he could beat Cincinnati without A.B., just as he thought he could beat Oakland without Ben. That would have been an interesting call, and I also bring it up today. If they had to play tomorrow, what would happen? And then Maggie McHale, one of the few to say something other than what we've been talking about here, says, if we keep A.B., please do that. Have you seen this offense against the Bungles? It was pathetic. And that's maybe a dose of what lies ahead if you get rid of him and nothing in return. All right, Dan in Somerset, you're on the board right now, Dan, before we take a break this hour. What's up?
Morning, Bob. Enjoy your show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
My take is, I agree with you, he's got to go. He's not going to get better. You touched on something that interests me, and I have a question. I'd love to see the Patrick Peterson thing go through and the lower draft pick come back and possibly use for another receiver, because he's going to go. Who are we going to replace him with?
Well, that's the question. Who are you going to replace him? You're going to have to draft somebody. Here's another thing the Steelers may have to consider this year, because they're going to have a windfall, Dan, of some money saved with Le'Veon Bell. And if they decide to go in this direction, salary cap's going up. They're going to have some money to spend. Maybe break a longstanding philosophy and go out and bring in a big-time player who costs more than you maybe want to give up. You don't have to do it all the time. All I'm saying is, can you change the fortunes of your team with one move? And I'll look at two examples of this year. Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. Both changed, impacted heavily the future of Chicago football for this year and for Dallas. You make deals like that, you have to give up a lot, yeah. But you can change things around. And I think the Steelers might be in a position to go out and spend money that they're not normally in a position to spend or don't want to spend. Just because if you believe the window is still open, if you believe you can win Super Bowls, and this AFC is wide open right now, I can make a case for every single team in the AFC to get to the Super Bowl. Every single one of them, including Indianapolis, who's the hottest team in the NFL right now, winners of 9 of 10. They started 1-5. Look how good they are. And Andrew Luck's dangerous. Can Lamar Jackson do it? Yeah, I think so. Who's going to stop him the way he's playing, as long as they don't fall behind big because of whatever, turnovers? I think Baltimore can – I think any team. And that's the travesty of this season. The Steelers were 7-2-1, talking about a bye, talking about maybe a 1 or 2 seed, and they don't even get in. And that's why this is really difficult to take if you're a Steeler fan. We got to take a break. 412-928-9370. More calls on the way until 11 o'clock, at which time we present Pitt Panther Preview. Pitt and North Carolina today at noon. I'm Bob Pompeian, and thanks for tuning in today. More calls on the way right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.